All right. Why don't we start off with the first set of reels here, the Mr. Monahan, the Green Groves of Erin, and Trim the Velvet. So I'm going to try and maneuver this chair. There we go. I think it might work for me.
Thank you.
Was that tempo okay, everybody? Not too fast, not too slow? Okay, good. So we got a few extra people. Betty, good to see you. And
Hi there.
don't know if you can see in the background there, buddy. We're taking good care of your chairs for this.
Oh, they are good session chairs. You have to say padded and all.
They're lovely chairs. I like the chairs a lot. I'm afraid to
They're
use
his
them because
mom's.
I want to make sure that nothing happens to them, you know? So
Oh, yeah.
they're
We'll
still
be back to pick them up some sooner or later.
here. Okay. Hi, Ann. How are you? Jay, good to see you. Kathy, always a pleasure. So I don't know if I missed anybody. I think I got you all. So thanks for being here, everybody. Appreciate it. And I picked some common tunes this time around. I think I'm gonna put this other strap on. It might help my back a little bit. I don't know. Let's see if that helps. Let's do Father O'Flynn. We've done this a few times in the past, but it's a great old tune. So the first tune I ever learned to play, and we'll follow that up with Father Tom's Wager and the Lilting Fisherman.
Thank you.
One more time. Used to lilt that lilting fisherman around the house long before I ever started playing.
What are those tunes again, John?
So that was Father O'Flynn, Father Tom's Wager, and The Lilting Fisherman.
Okay, we know the first one is Top of Cork Road.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Well, Father O'Flynn is what I have, and I learned that 50 years ago, so...
Yeah, no, I'm sure it's just got multiple names. I was just intrigued. So, Father Tom... Father Tom's Wager is the second, and then what's the last one?
The Lilting Fisherman.
Lilting Fisherman. Okay, great. Thank you so much.
You're very welcome. And let me see. Ellen, how are you? I can't see you, but I know you're there. And Deb and Brenda. So good to see you, everybody here. We have a nice crowd today. 33 people. That's very good. So, all right, let's play a couple of hornpipes. So, I realized I did this before, so I've got the Wicklow twice because they have two different names and that confused the heck out of me. So, so let's do Kitty's Wedding and Sonny Murray's or the Wicklow, as it's called. And... I got them written down here.
Thank you.
lovely tunes.
What hey, was John. What was the second tune again, John?
The second tune is called either Sonny Murray's or The Wicklow.
The Wicklow, that's right. Okay, I know it is The Wicklow. Thank you.
Yeah.
Oh, wonderful. Fantastic. Thank you, Alina.
Yeah, Alina, that's interesting. I don't know. Maybe I heard that was a song at one time, Father of Flynn's, but I don't know if I've ever actually heard that song. So thank you for just a wealth of information on this platform here. All right. I'll play a couple more reels, I think. Let's do the Reel of Rio, The Wise Maid and the Maid Behind the Bar. I think that's the Reel of Rio. Am I right? Okay, good. Thank you. Common tunes, but they're great tunes, so that's why they're played all the time, I guess, you know. So
hey John.
Yes.
Speaking about great tunes, you have two of my absolute favorite hornpipes listed. So next time you do hornpipes, would you mind doing Horse Keynes and the Brown Coffin?
That's exactly what I was thinking about doing.
You so, had them on, you had them listed on your
I do.
Yeah.
So why don't we do them right now?
Okay.
So
I oh just, boy, okay.
I do love these tunes myself.
I love them.
Okay.
Thank you.
more time.
Thank you for that great tempo too. I was actually able to play along on the mandolin, which I'm learning. Thanks.
I'm never sure with the hornpipes. You know, some people might like them a little slower than that, but it's kind of hard to play those hornpipes a little slower. But I did the best I could.
It's perfect. Thank you.
Thank you very much. I'm glad you like it. All right, let's do this is something a little different. All right, so let's do. We haven't done this in Etchy in a long time. What, do you want to try O'Carolan's Concerto? Is that too much? Or I'll do it. I'll do this slower. Thank you. There you go.
That was great. Thank you.
Oh, it's a lovely tune, isn't it?
It's a wonderful tune.
Thank you. Let me see. How about the Cat's Meow, Old Man Dillon, and the Shannon Bells? Let me see.
Thank you.
Change there, but I remember that my father used a little bit around the house too before I played music. It's a great tune, isn't it? The Shen. It doesn't get played very often, unfortunately, as you can tell by my playing. All right, let's do. I want to try and get as many tunes in as possible here, so let me see if I can figure out these polkas here. I don't know. I think I have them laid out here. I think we did these a couple of weeks ago, actually, some of these, but what the heck. If I have them. The memories of Ballymote. Anyway, I gotta get the. Let me go to my polka section in my binder here. Yeah, I got that one, but I want to get the Maids of Ardar, or whatever you call it. Give me 1 second here. Hey, you know, it kills me that I really actually know these tunes so well, and my mind is shut. I can't. That's the Maids of Ardar. All right, so we'll do those two. And I'm going to have a brain scan in September, so maybe that'll work out some of the kinks for all this memory loss stuff.
Hendrix with me.
Hey, there you go.
We need
one of those around here. Only Jan is allergic to him. So we have a mouse, so we need a cat.
Oh, but Jen's allergic to the cats?
Yeah.
Oh.
But that would get rid of the mouse in a hurry.
Yes, it would. we ask somebody who knows what you're talking about. I could go on, but... Never mind.
All right. So let me see. Let's do. How about the Blackberry Blossom, My Love is in America, and Last Night's Fun? Dove is in America. I just want to make sure. I would have played the wrong tune. So. Oh no, that's the Merry Blacksmith. Boy, I am bad, aren't I? I'd be happy that this is the last one before the break at this point. The Blackberry Blossom, I was thinking of the Merry Blacksmith.
The tune you were looking for, John?
The Blackberry Blossom. How's that?
Yeah, da 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 da.
All right, we'll start with that one so I won't forget it. And then My Love Is in Her Ear. I meant to say hello to Greer, and I keep forgetting every time. Greer, how are you?
Hey, man, how are you?
I'm doing all right. I haven't seen you in a while, so it's good to see you, my friend. Thanks.
Remember that?
The big squeeze. Yep.
Yeah.
That's an oldie.
Yeah.
So.
Mary Lou Clark sent that to me.
Thank you. more hornpipes. Is this the Plains of Balls? Can't believe I got that
yes.
right. I usually screw that up. So. We do the Painter Boil and Bonaparte Crossing the Rhine. Jan likes these tunes, the Rose and the Heather and Tom Billy's. Did you hear that? And then okay? Sorry. Good side. Gonna be a good time tonight. All right. We're going to finish with a set of reels. To be perfectly honest with you, I know I'm kidding around here, but my back is killing me. And it's not just my hand that's a problem, but my back also. So we'll play any requests from this list, because there's a few we haven't done already. We've got the concert reel set, Sporting Patty set, the Girl That Broke My Heart set.
How about the Sporting Patty set, John? It would be great to hear that.
Okay.
That is a finish.
How's everybody else with that? Not that I don't want to. Okay, there's thumbs up there, so good. So. Thank you. There you go, everybody. Well, we made it. Wasn't too bad. Only 6 minutes of early finishing. And I have to say that I really enjoyed the slow session. And I'd really thank everybody for being here and for your support. I know it was a free event, but a lot of you have been very generous in contribution, and I really want to let you all know who you are, and I want to thank you all for that support. It's meant a lot to me and Jan over the last 39 weeks, or whatever it is, we've been doing this.
John, you have no idea what you've meant to us.